So the reading is from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, entitled Jesus Stills a Storm. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great gale arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Thanks be to God.
So our second reading is Psalm 46. Psalm 46, a psalm that may well have been in the minds of the disciples on that day on Lake Galilee. We'll read this in a responsive way, so if you could respond with the words in yellow. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains tremble in the heart of the sea, though the waters rage and swell, and though the mountains quake at the towering seas. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the dwelling of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, therefore she shall not be removed. God shall help her at the break of day. The nations are in uproar and the kingdoms are shaken, but God utters his voice and the earth shall melt away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come and behold the works of the Lord, what destruction he has wrought upon the earth. He makes wars to cease in all the world. He shatters the bow and snaps the spear and burns the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. He went, leaving the crowds behind him. Leaving behind all the demands on his time, all the pressing voices, all the requests and needs of others, the storms of daily life. He went just as he was, and he slept and slept and slept, resting in God's presence. There must have been such a calm with him, such trusting faith. He just slept, knowing the peace of God, though all around him was turning to chaos. There's an old saying, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, then you obviously haven't understood the situation. Or maybe you have something they don't. Maybe you have a peace, a calm that comes from knowing the true and everlasting love of your Father God in heaven. It's hard, though. I try to be calm as a parent, as a husband, and as a minister. Sometimes I think I succeed, sometimes I fail. I want to approach life with the sort of deep, trusting faith and peace Jesus showed on the boat that day. But it's not always easy or possible. Sometimes things pile up and become overwhelming. And you want to rest in God's presence, but there's always something else to do. Eventually, things snap or crash or burn out. Good intentions, honest striving. But at the end of the day, we are fragile human beings. We have this treasure in clay pots, as St. Paul would say. Storms within us and without us. Sometimes they come from several different directions. Worries about our health, about our life and death. Worries about loved ones and how best to help them. Pressures of work made all the harder when you really care about the work that you do and the people involved. Struggles with making ends meet. The cost of living, as it gets called, or rather the cost of this broken system that has only succeeded to make the rich richer and leave so many others working harder every day for less. Worries about the future of our country, the opportunities for young people, the cost of education, the breaking health service. Worries about the future of our planet, the Earth's climate changing alarmingly while governments and businesses fail to make the changes necessary because of all the other pressures on them. How do you stay in power? How do you stay in power to make the changes when the real changes necessary will mean you will drastically lose popularity? But then when this is the only planet we have capable of sustaining life, many are starting to feel like the disciples in the boat, crying, "Save us! Don't you know that we are perishing?" And maybe you can cope with one of these storms at a time, but even that can be hard. What about when many of these storms come at once? Imagine being a refugee, escaping from a war not of your making, trying to make a new life in a foreign country, not speaking the language, struggling to find work, struggling to stay afloat. Imagine being an asylum seeker, escaping persecution and violence, so desperate for a safe haven that you would risk the deadly waters of the Mediterranean or the Channel only to find hostility and rejection. Now imagine that you're doing that with a family, with the needs of children and the demands of family life. Or that you're an older person with mobility problems and health concerns. These are the storms many face. And we all face many storms, from the personal to the political, from the daily grind to the global catastrophe. There's so much more I could say. During the COVID-19 pandemic, do you remember, we were often told, We're facing this together. We're all in the same boat. When young people were forced to have their education paused to spare the lives of the older and vulnerable, when university students were confined to their rooms for months on end, still paying the same exorbitant fees to make sure our poorly funded NHS was not overwhelmed. When lonely elderly people had to wave at loved ones through windows and had no one to sit with them. When relatives couldn't visit the dying in hospital, and precious final moments were spent ventilated, holding the gloved hand of a masked nurse. When the key workers of this country were lauded and applauded, while the not-so-vital workers were given months of free holiday, you might expect some recompense afterwards, some reward for putting their lives at stake, but nothing. Not even a vital pay rise as another crisis hit. Some partied while others died in solitude. Some went happily on their daily walks in comfort while others still live with the mental scars. One thing soon became abundantly clear. We were never all in the same boat. We were facing the same storm, but some faced it in luxury yachts, while others clung onto driftwood. We needed to embrace human solidarity. We needed friendship, fellowship. We needed the strong to give a little so the weak could stand up. But now, what you see in society, especially at this time of electioneering, are people and parties stirring up more storms, stirring up division, creating fear, driving false wedges, because they know that if you play on people's worst instincts, you can frighten them into voting for you. So the old are played off against the young. The good, patriotic British person is played off against the foreigner. The socially concerned are played off against those who are fearful of change. Everywhere we look, it's us and them, us versus them. That's not what we need. I'd say to the older generations, when you talk about young people today, do you actually know any? And if you do, what are they like? And when you think about what they're like, these young people that you know, you might find they're not as bad as the picture that's painted in the newspaper. Ah, but of course we don't mean them. It's all the others. And I'd say to the young, when you talk about the older generations, do you actually know any? And if you do, what are they like? And you'll probably find they're lovely people. Ah, but of course we don't mean them. It's all the others. Well, can't you see what they're doing to us? Don't you see people are stirring up storms, playing us off against each other in so many ways, when surely what we need is to give each other a break, to live and let live. We're actually all dealing with a lot. Frightened, confused, tossed about, swamped, in danger of being overturned and swept out to sea. We are the disciples in the boat. And we need a saviour. But look, There's one who sleeps. One who's seen it all before, many times. One who can trust in the Father who holds him eternally. One who does not fear death or the storms of this life. And he calls us not to be afraid. He is with us. He is with us. Let's see in his sleeping a call for calm, a call to rest and pause, a call to take stock and turn to God before we dive ahead with whatever's next. When he called the storm to stop, when he ordered the waves to be still, he was demonstrating who it is who is with us. God has got the whole world in his hands, storm and all. And God has given us in each other the resources to withstand the storms if we hold together. If this world is God's special project, then let our faith bring us peace and calm, knowing that God won't give up on it that easily. And if we are loved beyond this life into eternal life, then may that faith give us some assurance that this world is never the end and justice will be done. We must try, as God's people, as Christ's disciples, to work for unity wherever it's needed, because we'll only be stronger together. And as individuals, let's not be afraid to name before God every day the storms we face, to speak it out to God in prayer, to know that God hears us, and God hears every prayer, and ask for God's peace and calm in our hearts. And in our frustrations with the present age, let us remember that God is so much bigger and better than we can ever hope to be, and he is in our boat. Jesus is with us. His kingdom is better than our best intentions. His mercy is wider than the oceans of this world. His grace is more perfect than the most forgiving person you know. His humility is more glorious than the power of all the kings and governments of this world put together. His peace has the power to turn swords into plowshares and make the warmongers bow down before him. His love is more beautiful than the sunrise and will shine brighter and longer than the sun. Our future in him is better than all our hopes and dreams. The book of Hebrews in the Bible talks about our hope in Christ as being like an anchor, something to keep us grounded while everything else is in turmoil. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, a verse that I learned as a child because it's the Boys Brigade motto. Hebrews 6, 19. Paraphrased in a hymn, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love. He may not still every storm, but we can seek and know his calm and peace in our hearts. As we remember who it is, we worship who it is who is with us. Amen.